And so it is, dear Shambhara, that we continue in this classroom of the new energy. We continue with the letting go of controls. We continue with the beautiful energy of the music, with the shifting from the old head energy, which was designed for control on purpose, into a new energy of the divine heart, the blessed heart that doesn't need controls. You see, when an actor steps out on stage to create its part, it needs to define itself. It needs to create itself, you see. So it places certain limitations or controls to help define the part that it is playing, to help create the identity. But at a certain point, the controls and limitations actually work against the desire for that entity to continue growing on its own. So you have to take off the control. The actor has to release the controls, the limitations, all the definitions of itself, so that it can truly evolve the role, truly evolve the identity. Spirit is much like that, giving you total freedom to go out and define yourself. Now it is time for you to give yourself that same freedom also. That is why we say at this juncture that we are at, this time of completion and fulfillment that some misunderstand to be the end of days, it is just the change of days. But at this grand time of fulfillment, Shambhara, it's time to take off this controls. Let your own identity spread its wings to be free to experience things that it has not experienced up until now. That is why we say, stop controlling your mind. Stop even believing that certain things cannot be done or said. Allow them to come out. You're going to be quite surprised at what truly does come forward. Your fears about being totally inappropriate, totally, how to say, going the wrong way, are soon going to be alleviated because you're going to feel and hear the wisdom and the love radiating from your very being. We're going to ask you a question in addition to the homework. The homework being to begin to list all of the controls. Be very aware of the controls that you have on yourself. Controls of body, mind, and spirit. Keep a notebook just to help you be aware of how you control things. And it's not a bad thing. It's just something that has been done. But in addition to the controls, Shambhara, also ask yourself this question. Why am I here right now? Ask yourself, why am I here on earth in this reality? Write that question down and watch how the answers start coming up in ways that perhaps you can't even think of now. Variations of the answers, different dimensions or levels of the answers will start coming up. Once you take off the controls, once you begin to see who you truly are, you're going to be surprised at some of the things that come back to you, your own inner voice, your inner spirit talking to you. Why am I here right now? It's not because of some of the old energy thoughts that you might have had about it, that you just happen to be here, or you're here for karma. You're here because you took the wrong turn on the road. You're here because you've been assigned to some godforsaken outpost in the universe. Write down, why am I here? ? And then let the answers come from within you. And you're going to hear, you're going to sense, and you're going to know certain things that are going to be very interesting. I'd love for you to share some of this at our next gathering. Why am I here right now? But feel it for yourself. So, with that, we're being asked to let go of our control of the platform here and get on with the questions at hand.
Tobias, it's been quite a joy to have you here again, and we're so grateful to you. Where was our buddy Saint Germain today?
He had to take a bit of a vacation, a bit of respite, because of all the energies that he was using to work with all of you over these past few months. So he had to go off on his own for a bit. Even on our side, we find it truly very, very important to go and re-energize and recharge. It is very difficult for those in the angelic realms to come in close to Earth. There is an incredible pull. There's an incredible, a sucking sound of energy when we cross your border and come onto your side. In a sense, we literally have to establish a type of lifeline going back to our side. For once in a while, the entity will fall in and get back into the energy of Earth and not be able to get out. And we have to send in rescue teams, and it gets very messy. And we're misunderstood as being little aliens, and the fighter jets chase us all over the place. We're just trying to rescue our own who have gotten trapped here. So Adamus has taken a bit of a break, and he definitely needed the rest, and he will be returning. Thank you.
Tobias, I attended the Wall of Fire workshop last month. Thank you so much for creating this life-changing opportunity. When I came back to Germany, I felt a very heavy and old energy in me and some of my somber friends. In this lifetime, I am together with some wonderful friends. 2 years ago, I started a Chambra group with them. I noticed a very old and heavy energy in some of us. It feels very wise and strong, but still, it's sitting and not moving at all. It wants to become alive again. We're stuck with that energy and ask for help. Can you give us some insight into this deep, heavy, and ancient energy and help us to start moving it?
Indeed, in anytime you go through the type of energetic change that you did through the Wall of Fire experience, and truly the changes were because you had given permission and you were with a very intense, strong group of Chambra. So now you go back to your old environment. You go back to a country that is filled with history and filled with experience from the past. You go back to family and friends that also represent so many of the old attributes of yourself. And it does feel very heavy. And that is probably the biggest challenge of being Chambra, is you can have an incredible amount of enlightenment, but you're still operating in a 3D world. It's still very thick and very heavy. Simply by acknowledging it here and simply by bringing this question out, that in itself begins to move the energies. That in itself helps you to release you from the heaviness of where you are. But it's very similar, in a sense, to the very last question about Adamus. When he comes to puts his energy very close to Earth, it is tiring for him. When you as Chambra go back to old places, it is equally as tiring. It is tiring on the body and tiring on the spirit, indeed. You need your own type of getaway time. You need your own type of energy space that is safe and that is not being intruded on by the others. And you need your own type of lifeline. That lifeline could be those of us on our side who will work with you at any time. For any of you, try this as you go off to sleep at night and you are in that comfortable, relaxed state of being. Literally call our energies in. We will literally assemble a lifeline for you, a support line that will infuse you from energies from our side as well as you grounding them from your side. The energies of Chambra in your group, it would be good for all of you to first of all, breathe together more often. That is so important in moving energies. It is for you to perhaps as a group go off on your own away from the very dense energies of cities and mass consciousness. Go off and do mini Chambra retreats that last 2 or 3 days. This, we highly encourage this, and There doesn't have to be any particular schedule. There doesn't have to be any leader, and there certainly doesn't need to be have to be control. You don't have to do any channeling. You can simply go to be in a safe and rejuvenating energy. Thank you for the delightful question.
Hi, Tobias. There is a landowner in Black Hawk, Colorado, that has spring water on it, and there's six springs, but one of the springs, it comes out of the ground like triple distilled water. And the instruments can only pick up four elements, but yet people have had miraculous healing experiences by drinking it and by soaking in it. Can you tell us what the magic in the water is, if there is magic in the water?
Indeed. There are several things here, and first we're going to say for any of you, the magic is in yourself. It is not contained in any water. Secondly, water is one of the elements that is closest to you and is most conducive when you are doing your own healing. Third, the myth is in the magic. The myth is in the water itself. So there's a combination of elements at work here that you do have a type of very pure water that you are speaking about from the spring that also has a myth or an energy associated with it that actually makes it more conducive to those humans who are truly asking for a healing or a rebalancing. So we ask you not to overemphasize the nature of the water, because it can be done, this type of healing can be done without it. Most humans, though, need an external motivation or an external type of influence. So they will say it is the water. They will say that it is something in the air or something in the ground. These things have an influence, but as Shambra, we're getting away from that. The rebalancing, the magic is in the moment that you live in, nothing else. Water certainly can help facilitate the process. So back to your question. It is a very pure water because of the type of geology that it goes through to get there. But it is supported by the energies of Gaia and what you would call the Devic, the elementals. But do not place any more importance in it than the fact that it is just pure water. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Shambra from Romania, looking forward to seeing you very soon. I think I carry a family curse. This has been confirmed by many clairvoyants, very insidious. My wife can feel it very strongly sometimes. But I'm rather opaque. That perturbs our family life, which blocks me in all areas of my life, from the mundane to the spiritual ones. What can I do to get rid of it? I would be grateful if you could read this at the show.
Indeed. Any of you who have come from a family have a curse. Indeed, there is an element that we spoke of recently, and that you have this, you not only have your own past life karma. Karma simply means an energetic type of influence or balance, but you do definitely have a type of ancestral karma. In your case in particular, there are some very, what you would call very dramatic, wicked, and violent energies that are associated here, and there are some, what you would say, some very deep, dark secrets. And they influence you because they race through the DNA. As we spoke of recently in our gathering in the Mecca of the Midwest, Minneapolis, that there are certain attributes in particular that flow very easily through the bloodline. Diabetes is one. Alcoholism is another. Many physical attributes that are passed down through the DNA. Some do not pass as easily as others, but when there is dark ritual combined with torture and combined with death, as in the case that you were speaking about in your family tree, then it does have an influence and it flows down. Now, it is once you understand the influence that it has, you can now release it. Every one of those energies of the past, and as we say, some of the most wicked and dark energies, ultimately they are seeking release also. They will pretend. They will try to scare you. They will try to influence you. They will try to tell you that they are powerful. They will try to tell you that you are possessed. Any of these things. But ultimately, they are seeking release also. They are tired of the role they are playing. That's why they're popping back up right now. They see a energy mover and facilitator in you. They see your ability, or any Shambhra's ability, to let that energy go. They see the fact that you can bless them and free them of the hell that they exist in. But they are going to challenge you because they want to know how steady and stable and loving you are in your energy. They're going to test your grit to see if you really believe it or if you're just thinking it. They're going to test to see where your level of, balance is, or you're just saying the words, just talking healing, but not living in that balanced energy. So these energies will come forth. You will feel them. You can feel them in your life. They, in a sense, are like a bad driver in a taxi cab, taking you all to places you didn't want to go. But it's time to dismiss that again. You dismiss it by loving it, letting it know it can be released. Hand it its walking papers. Literally, if you want to create that type of scenario, hand it its walking papers. You are not bound by your family karma anymore. When Saint Germain says the words, I am, yes, I am, that means I am free of all of those other things. I am my own sacred and sovereign identity. I am, yes, I am. So, thank you for the delightful question. And it was a good opportunity to also, market our ancestral karma CD.
Shameless.
Thank you, Tobias. My question, I'm quite a bit shooken up by some of the things you said today.
Indeed. We have done our job. Now we can go home.
Okay. Specifically about your comments of thinking bad things about money and the world or life. And I've spent what feels like decades working on positive thinking and positive.
And look where it's gotten you now.
I got here.
In a wonderful place where you are now ready to learn that you can't control your mind. Your mind doesn't want you to control it anymore. And in order to understand what letting go of control is, you have to literally force yourself to have some bad thoughts. You're using a fraction of your energy, your intelligence, and almost none of your divinity. But continue with your question.
So I guess I've been under hypnosis thinking that what you think you create and where your mind goes, the energy flows to. And if I let those thoughts go, come out and think those bad things, where's the line of the consciousness creating that in your life?
Indeed, there is no line that you will find when you let go of the controls, the control that said you could not think a bad thought. When you truly try to think a bad thought, it won't come out as bad. It will come out as energy, as potential. It will come out as new energy looking for expression. But you see, if you're still living in the old energy dualistic world, you're going to have the impression that there's either good thoughts or bad thoughts. What you're going to realize is there's nothing but divine beingness. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But in order to get that flow going, that in order to get that valve activated again, that's why we're suggesting you try a bad thought. You have so much blocked up in there, so much potential for yourself. Some of the dreams that you've had and we've talked about lately are not being manifested because you have limited the pathway for that energy to come into your reality. You've shut down all of the routes, the pathways, because you said that it can't come in that way. That would be bad. I cannot think bad things. Even when you try to realize those dreams that we talked about, you say, I can only dream of the dream as bright and fluffy and goody two-shoes. And You're being asked now to let go of all that judgment and think a bad thought. Feel what happens when you do that. Feel how it opens a door that was shut. It's so very important. And we understand your training, your dedication to your training, but you've told us now you're ready to move to the next level. We're taking a big jump here. Some, it may frighten some because they have vowed that they would never think bad or do bad or any of that. So they have a type of energetic block. We're not encouraging you to go out and be axe murderers, but we're telling you to stop thinking in the old limited way. And the limited way said, I can only have one thought. Every time you think, you can only have a good thought. What do you think happens to the potential of the other side, the opposite, the mirror of that good thought? It is causing a very imbalanced, suffocating energy. It is as much a part of you and wants your love as much. Could you imagine just loving one child and not another? Could you imagine that you only love those who are of a certain race or a certain gender? You are closing down potentials, and now you're doing that within yourself. That's why we are saying, play around, be an actor on the stage, have some bad thoughts, say some bad words, say shit out loud.
Shit.
There is
shit.
We didn't hear you.
Shit.
No, we hear multiple shit.
Lots of shit.
It is about letting that suppressed energy back out. It's not that you have to say shit to be spiritual, but it is about letting the suppressed energies out. And so many of you have controls and limitations also when it comes to sexuality. Too much to even get into a discussion here. You have infinite controls. Most of that were placed there, Chambra. The sexual controls that you have because you were protecting yourself, so you shut down. Now it is time to open up. Try doing it a little bit different way. And we're not speaking to you. We're speaking to all of Chambra.
Thank you. By the way, next month I'm going to be offering a class for those that are stuck on remedial bad talking.
We do not see this as one of your energetic blocks.
That's why I offered to teach it. This was actually directed to Saint Germain, but I bet you can help. I appreciate that the churches on earth hold a great deal of perverse energy, but aren't we supposed to have no agenda and release and accept everything? Why do you get to kick religious butt when we have to accept and allow? How can I get a piece of that action without breaking my stepmother's heart?
Indeed. You'll get to the point where you can truly be an observer without getting into all the drama. In other words, you can see things for what they are. And Damas gets quite, emphatic about the churches, but he sees it as a tremendous overlay, a tremendous state of hypnosis that is serving those who enter through its doors. But for so many other humans like Chambra, it is now, a barrier. It is a heavy weight. It is literally holding you back. For those who still go there is total honor. But for you who are asking us to come here and help you to understand what is going on, why you feel stuck, why you are frustrated, why you feel empty, we have to be very direct. And we are not saying it is good or bad. We are just saying the churches, which is simply a consciousness of humanity, the church energy is holding many of you back. Go back and look at the controls that you have, particularly through the parent self, based on the early church teachings. Then go back and look at the controls, the massive series of controls that you have from past lifetimes when you were in the churches, you took the vows, you spent hours on your knees and hours in very disciplined type of procedures or ceremonies. And it does carry a tremendous overlay. We're not how to say, saying churches are bad. We're not saying they're good. They simply have an overlay or a hypnosis. But thank you for the delightful question.
Hi, Tobias. I've listened to you long enough to know that I can do whatever I want. And therein lies the dilemma. I have a love-hate relationship with my job that I can leave soon, and I don't know whether to stay because I love it or leave because I hate it. And I've wanted to live in Colorado for 8 years, and I moved to Tulsa instead. And now I feel stuck there. Could you tell me why I'm so stuck, frustrated, and empty?
Indeed, it is truly part of this whole process of going through the awakening and being amongst the first. It is ripping down old belief systems, old thoughts about yourself. It is a very difficult thing to go through, and we never ever want to diminish that. You humans who are doing this first are incredible beings, not only doing it first, but doing it in one lifetime. It is never fathomed on this side of the veil. So you are literally in between two worlds right now. You are in between the old energy. You are in between an old identity of yourself and a new identity that is emerging that says, I can do anything. But you see so many things every day in your life all around you that will try to tell you otherwise, that will try to say that you are less than God also. You are less than capable of walking out on your job and having an abundant life. So, yes, indeed, you do feel trapped and you do feel stuck. You can feel how close you are to this freedom, but yet you still feel that all the doors are shut. You still feel it's not quite there. So a very frustrating time. And it is easier to work through this than what you have built up into your mind and your belief systems. And it is as easy as taking off the controls, letting them go. They don't really want to be there anymore. They weren't put there for any negative purpose. They weren't put there by alien beings or actually weren't even put there by your true biological parents. There's a series of energetic maneuvers that had to be done by you and by humanity to create this beautiful experience. So now you, God, can begin releasing the controls. You don't have to know what every control is, but we do say to write it down on a piece of paper so you begin understanding, so you can truly see it in your reality, the things that you control. Let them go. Simply say, write down that you're ready to let go of any controls that you have about your job. Actually, any jobs that you have, controls that you have about your spiritual service, and that is probably one of the biggest things in your life right now. You have a very deep-seated conviction and a belief that said you're here to serve. You're here to serve spirit. You need to be placed in situations that need your energy. And that is a control. It is a beautiful control. It's one that you are honored for, but now it is time to let that go. Part of the conflict is you may feel selfish. You may feel that you aren't doing the work that you are so good at doing. But in order to do a new level of work, help other humans understand how to move energy, it's time to let go of those controls. Specifically, let go of the control that says, I will be here in strict spiritual service. I will be here in the most difficult situations. I will allow myself to be assigned to the hardest of energies. Let that go now. Give yourself freedom to be a teacher of the new energy in a new way. And you're going to watch, see your life change, and then we'll have to talk about, again, all the changes going on, but you're going to see some beautiful changes in your own life. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, I'm not sure if I'm an indigo child, but if I am, I'm not contributing to the world very successfully. I see people around me who have lost the ability to see beauty in things that ought to be beautiful and instead see ugliness. I'm agonizing over the knowing that they may be unable to recover. I have tried putting myself in their position and become afflicted and still haven't recovered despite great trying. And so my question is, why? Why can this happen to humans?
Indeed. Because they can. Because they are choosing it, because they are in an illusion that they want to be in. And when they raise their hand or they call out and say, "Dear Spirit, I'm ready to get out. Dear Spirit, I'm ready for my awakening. I'm ready to discover the fruit of the rose." Then we come swarming in. We come flooding into your reality to begin working with you, to begin the whole awakening process. But in the meantime, try honoring the humans who are in the situations that they are in. Oh, and they cry out sometimes. They cry out and say, "Dear God, give me a little bit more money so I can make my life even more miserable. Dear God, make me a little healthier so I can be a little unhappier for a little few more many years in my life." We don't respond to those calls. We respond to the true call of the heart, the call that says, "Dear God, I am ready to remember. Dear God, I'm ready for my divinity to come into my reality." Those are the calls that we respond to, the prayers that we respond to. So please have no judgment of the other humans. Please don't allow yourself to get pulled into their drama. Please let go of the controls that you have and how you think you should be there to help others. A big issue for many Shambra, you have certain definitions of what you think spiritual work is. You're going to learn that it is quite different than what you thought it was.
Last question, if you so choose.
Take a few more.
Okay.
Hello, Tobias. For a number of years now, I've done soul portraits.
Yes.
And I've taken great pleasure in doing it, except in the last couple of years, every time I do any kind of painting, I either have a stroke, have an accident, get sick afterwards, including one I just did a month ago and immediately caught the flu for a month. Mm. And I realized, okay, this is happening with my paintings, and I don't understand what this process is, except that I have a feeling that I'm painting what you call stuck energy.
Indeed.
And I'm wanting to know, you know, if you I don't know whether I should just be giving up painting at all for the time being, or whether there's some way that I can be working with moving energy in my work.
Interesting. And you already have answered it, but let us clarify this for you. Your painting opens interdimensional pathways. Yes. That's why you have the ability to do soul paintings, because you pull in from all aspects, not just the physical being who is sitting in there. You pull in from all of their different, multidimensional personalities. But you also have the incredible empath energy where you feel everything at such a deep level, and now you are literally taking it on as your own. You are not just processing it or letting it move through you in a creative way. You feel you have to live it in order to paint it. Well, you can bypass that. You don't have to bring it into your system. Again, it's being the observer of the energies flowing in. But we're going to challenge you, ask you to do something. As you paint now, you've thought of a painting as being a type of snapshot of the moment, of a given energy. But we're going to ask you now to paint as if the painting was always going to be moving, evolving, and changing. To the naked human eye, it may look like the colors and the media on your board are always the same, but you will know, and many others will know, that everything is always shifting and changing. Somebody may see one of your paintings one time and then see it again a year later, and they're going to say, "But that painting has totally changed. What is different about it?" It's because you're being asked now, you have assistance from our side to do the moving paintings, the dynamic paintings, the new energy paintings that aren't static but constantly evolving and changing. And it is time for that now. And you are highly feeling, sensory, And let that flow through totally to the canvas. Stop trying to hold it inside of you. Another good thing for other Shambhara to know, so often you are literally adapting things from other people. We have said before, only a tiny portion of things you are feeling and experiencing are about you. And some have complained and said, but Tobias, what do you mean this flu isn't really mine? This flu that I'm experiencing, I'm so sick, it obviously is mine. But we say, where did you get it? You picked it up from someone else. You didn't create it. That was a bird in Hong Kong. You simply picked it up and have taken it on as your own. So we encourage you to move forward now with your paintings and you won't feel all these physical effects coming about.
Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Last question.
Hello, Tobias.
Hello.
This question is on behalf of quite a number of Shambhara. It's about parenting and new energy.
Indeed.
We're learning to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. When you have the needs and agendas of the little ones, your own needs have to go on the back burner quite often. We're learning to follow our passion, allow the abundance to come to us, yet this is a lot harder. It seems harder with children. For many of us, we don't even often get to see our children because of the changes that have been in our life. The limitations that parenting creates, especially for mothers, seem very real and are not so easy to dismiss as simply story or hypnotism or illusion. So would you please speak about this? Thank you.
Indeed. We're going to make this very simple. Within this, these children, this ball of energy that you have, and many Shambhara have right now, is not a limitation or a restriction. It is a tremendous gift of abundance and health and life and new energy. And it's right there in that little package that some days would annoy you and some days distract you, some days perhaps make you feel that you got less than your share. But literally, you got more than your share. You got a completely beautiful new energy package that will take some nurturing, that will take some loving, but it is unfolding. The gifts that they bring in for you also. So you are not receiving any less. We're going to ask you to shift your focus on this. We're going to ask you to also take a look at many, non-new energy families that have children and where both parents are having to work day in and day out. They never see their children, where there is no true family connection, no true camaraderie in the family, where the needs of the true soul needs of the little ones are being ignored in favor of the social needs, how to look right and appear right and go to the right schools. What you are doing is sacred, and everything that you need that is already contained in this thing. So yes, it is challenging indeed. Some days it would be easier to be totally free of these responsibilities. But given a short period of time away from these dear loved ones, you would realize how much they truly mean and what they're bringing in to you and to the world at this time. So be so thankful for what you have created here.
Thank you.
And there are no limitations on your abundance, and we need you to let go of that. Indeed. And with that, Shambhara, we bring to a conclusion the energy of this Shao, the energy that you have placed here for all of the others who follow, the ones who will be reading perhaps this material, perhaps its derivatives that you are helping to create. But you planted the energy here today. You planted the next step, the next brick in the road. You planted it where no other road existed before. You helped to create the pathway into the new energy. You're not alone in it. We are here with you for the entire process. And so it is.
And so it is.